Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing?
Come on,
you good?
Come on.
I know you like that.
Welcome back.
I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
Welcome back. I see the girls in the club, they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this style for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. World debut, I know they gon' fiend. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Girls from brunettes down to blonde queens. These young boys don't know what a don mean. I'm just a bad boy gone clean. I'm the diamond chain choker, always remain sober. Don't drink liquor and all the game's over. Need a plane, I explain it to my broker. Three bots in the hood, top down, and ain't over. You know there's more, man, where that come from. Me and Kuda love rolling back to back in one.
Names have all changed since I've been around, but the game ain't the same since I left out.
They wanna know who I'm coached by. Every day approached by chicks when I was most top. Wanna give me so side, but I'm like, don't try. I see the hisses and the disses when I go by. But see the misses on my wrists when I float by. Self-control and I can't tell you no lie. Tryna find a soulmate, you end up being so tied. I make my money, man, without the coca. Living la vida without the loca. I'm down south, so they show me country love. And I ain't even country thug. The people give me daps and hugs, so it must be love. And I love the country grub. It feel good to hear people singing welcome back. And I ain't even selling the track, cause I'm that Harlem cat.
The names have all changed since I've been around, but the game ain't the same since I left out.
Welcome to Table Talk with T and Friends, and it's been a long 2 years. I'm so glad to be back on Blog Talk Radio. I see everybody in the chat room. Thank y'all for coming here tonight, and everybody calling in. I see y'all. So we're just going to, today's more of an open forum. We don't have like a set topic. It looks like a lot of people in the chat room are talking about the whole Obama debate, you know, Mitt Romney. You know, they're on television right now, and people are going in on them on Twitter. So there's a lot of discussions about that in the chat room. I also want to go ahead and introduce you guys to my co-host. Ladies first, so let's go ahead and start with Alicia. Alicia, tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Hello, this is Alicia. I'm originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota, so I'm representing the Twin Cities. Let's see, I went to Hampton University, so I'm an ATU alumni, and I'm excited about Blog Talk Radio. I love to talk and discuss various topics. I love sports, fashion, entertainment, arts, you name it. So let's talk about it.
All right, let's get it in. And last but not least is Ronan. Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself, Ronan.
Well, I'd like to say welcome back, T. It's been a minute.
Thank you.
And actually, I'm seen on Facebook and doing the internet radio shows off and on. I'll be back on the air full-time real soon. Taking a hiatus, basically changed from Indianapolis to California to Houston in a span of 2 years. And it's mainly been doing a lot of projects offline. And I have a reputation to uphold because I'm an asshole with principles, and I'm ready to get in.
All right, that's what's up. So where have I been the past 2 years? If you don't follow me on Facebook or on YouTube, I was staying in North Carolina, went through a divorce, went through all that. Me and my kids ended up moving back to Minneapolis. So right now I reside in Minneapolis, and I'm blessed. I'm doing good. You know, I went through a lot, but, you know, God is good. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So tonight we're just going to go ahead and just get the debate started. I know, Alicia, when I talked to you earlier, you said you were watching the whole campaign and them going back and forth. What were you thinking so far about the debate? Because a lot of people are talking about it right now in the chat room.
Okay, so the presidential debate, it looked like Mitt Romney came prepared to battle. So obviously I know the candidate's preparing. Because he was fighting for his position as the Republican nominee, he's been in debate mode for the past year and on the campaign trail, so he looked prepared. But what I will say, and I'm an independent voter myself, so I'm not affiliated with any political party per se, but what I will say is that it just seemed like a bunch of attack Obama's policy, President Obama's policies. Not nothing. I hadn't heard anything. He hadn't laid out a well-defined plan as to what in specific he would do to change the course of our country. Or I haven't been sold on why I should vote for him. So it felt like President Obama may have been a little flustered at first, but then he got his poise together. And it's a good debate thus far. I had to stop at 8:45 to prepare for Blog Talk Radio, but I'll be looking at Twitter and Facebook and YouTube tomorrow to catch what I missed. So,
well, what they're saying in the chat room, they're basically in the chat room saying that, you know, G. Stewart is saying that the president is not selected or is selected, not elected. A lot of people saying it's one and the same. It doesn't matter who we vote for. Other folks are saying that he's not getting a fair shake because he's black. So, I mean, people have an opinion about it. What I noticed, though, when they were showing the tweet, they weren't really censoring any of the tweets. Some people was going in on Obama. I mean, they had good jokes. I'm like, so they just going to put that on national TV. They're not even going to go through the tweets. So it's like everything is lies. Did y'all hear the story? I had did a video about it yesterday about the guy who killed himself and his entire family because he was scared of an Obama election. Did y'all hear about that?
I know, but I'm not surprised.
Right, it happened in Virginia, and basically he was a defense contractor, and Obama's supposed to be laying him off once he gets reelected, and so the guy ended up killing himself, his 16-year-old son, his 13-year-old son, his wife, and so they're saying that he did that because he was scared of Obama getting reelected, so that's causing a whole debate. I don't see how anybody can blame a murder-suicide on Obama. I'm no fan of politics, period. You know, I have my own opinion as far as, like, the presidency, politics, all that stuff. But I don't think it's fair to blame him for the actions of one person, you know. But people were saying there's going to be a lot more suicides because he's going to come in here and just wreck up, you know, 2012 and the economy's getting worse, he gets reelected. But then I'm like, well, look at the opposing side is Mitt Romney. And I just don't see him. I mean, it's almost like the lesser of two evils. I mean, if you really want to go there. You over there laughing.
And what I would say, go ahead, Ronan.
I'll just let you go first.
So whoever in the chat room agrees with me, thank you. Like, I mean, I'm just not into it because I just feel like it's just, it's frustrating. You know what I'm saying? I want there to be a change. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm getting frustrated looking at the same thing. It's like they both saying the same thing, you know, and it's like, I don't feel like either one of them really speaking to me.
Yeah.
I think it's both sides pandering to the masses. Obviously, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. Now, I did vote for the president last election. Again, I'm an independent voter, but I voted for President Obama based on a vision. And what I think is really, we bought into a dream and an ideal, and I think he was just a poster child for an ideal. Obviously, there's different sectors of the government that there's checks and balances. So you have the legislative branch, you have the congressional branch, and the judicial branch, and things can't get done by one man. So I say that the economy has grown since he's taken office. I work in corporate law, basically. That's my idea. I won't tell my title now. We'll say that for another show, but there's a lot of regulations, and they always talk about deregulation, this and big government, this, and then the trickle-down effect, which obviously does not work. But I just feel like it's both sides, to your point, T, both sides are saying a whole bunch of nothing. It doesn't get people – you can tell that people just aren't motivated to
not like it was in 2008.
Support a candidate.
Right,
exactly.
Like in 2008, it was such a different vibe. Like, everybody was happy. And it, I mean, when we look back on it, I do kind of agree with that Boondocks episode that came out. Like, everybody was kind of dick riding Obama, but it was just, it felt like a different feel. But like this year, it's like nobody's into this election. People are just tired. You know what I'm saying? They're tired of the empty promises. Somebody in the chat room is writing that his student loans is killing him. This country's gone down the drain. Like, people are just frustrated. I don't think it's fair to blame one man. But then again, how long can we blame Bush? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Let me just go ahead and take some calls. I see a lot of people calling in. Let's go ahead and area code 215. I'm going to let you on the air.
Welcome back.
Thank
I am so glad you're back.
Thank
and
you.
All you thirsty Negroes out there, just because she's single again, you know, hold your horses, all right? Give the lady a little room to breathe.
Oh, I know who this is.
I know she's fine, but hold your horses, you thirsty Negroes.
You know,
all right?
With that prick
second.
Daughter's adorable, Don.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course she's adorable. She's my baby. Well, I got some more photos. I'll show you some more later. But, all right. Let me start by pissing off a few Negroes out there. First of all, be honest. Most of you Black Americans out there who are Democrats voted for Barack Obama because you wanted to make history by electing the first Black president. It had nothing to do with his policies, because most of you guys, you know, he was a wild card. Nobody, you know, he just popped up on the scene. He was a dark horse candidate, came out of nowhere, swooped it, and won it. All
right.
That's fair enough. Now. All you Negroes out there who were hoping that once we get a Black president, my rent is going to go down, I'm not going to have to pay so much child support, you know, if I get arrested for slinging crack, I'm not going to get as much, I'm not going to get like all this time and stuff because now we got a Black president and everything's fine. Okay, all you dumb people out there, I don't mean to insult everyone, but yes, I do mean to insult you guys. Listen, all those things that Black Americans seem to have thought that, you know, Obama, this great messiah, is going to lead us out of bondage to the promised land, all those issues that concern you so much for the reason that you guys say you're supporting Obama, that's not the president's job, okay? If you paid attention when you were in 8th grade, 10th grade, whatever, for U.S. history class, U.S. government class, you would understand in the Constitution that there are different parts of government that was stated earlier, you know, the executive is different from the legislative, from the judicial. The president is not a monarch like in Saudi Arabia where his word is law. The president doesn't have jurisdiction to lower your child support or to make sure that when you get, you know, that if you get arrested that you don't get the three strikes, you're out, and all that stuff. A lot of things that most Black Americans want, that they voted for Obama and stuff, all of that is dealt with at the state and local level. So you guys are all concerned about, oh, we got to vote, we got to reelect Obama. They're trying to keep a Black man from getting elected. You know what? If you focus more on making sure that the people you elect at your city council, at the county level, you know, all those judges, because federal judges are appointed by the president, but state and local judges are voted by the people. So that judge that when you get arrested is going to throw the book at you because you're black, but is going to let a white boy get away with it, you have the power to kick him out. If you pay attention to your local election, vote him out. If you pay attention at the state level, the governor, and all that stuff, this is how the Republicans were able to take some major states that Obama had won in 2008. They got them in 2010 because y'all niggas did not pay attention, because all you cared about was you got a black president in the office. You did not care about your state and local election. And why the fuck is it that me, a foreigner, who's I'm a resident but I'm not a citizen, why do I know that stuff? I should not be teaching that. You guys should be teaching that to me. Anyways, my blood pressure is going up, so I'm going to shut up now. T, it's so lovely to have you back, you know.
Thank
you. Now that I dropped the bomb from napalm and gasoline and stuff, I'm going to let my boy Ronan clean it up. So you guys can have it. Always a pleasure, always.
All right, Don.
Yeah, that was an organic experience. I feel better now.
Yeah, he went in. I mean, he's saying a lot of truth. I mean, you know, in angry tone, but he's saying a lot of truth. Like, a lot of people didn't really research. A lot of people did vote for Obama simply because he was black, you know. But, I mean, it's just the point now that, okay, what's done is done. Now what? You know, this election year is coming up right around the corner. And, I mean, it's very, very close. It's very close right now. People aren't siding one way or another.
And I would say this, let me post this, now that he's been elected and people have their opinions, the wonderful thing about it is we live in a democracy and you can choose to who you want to throw your support, whether that matters or not. And some say that elections are bought and not really won here in America. But a lot of people say that he hasn't done a lot of things for the black plight or the black cause. But
that's what they're saying in the chat room.
Yes, and I do see that in the chat room, and I've heard it for the last 4 years. And I would say this, he's the president of the United States, and that I don't expect him just to care only about the black plight, but about the plight of America. So there's more than just the Hispanic issue, the black, the African American community issue, the Native American issue. It's a collective, it's a conglomerate of issues that he needs to address as president. So I feel like I haven't agreed with all his policies, and I'm not a fan of Obamacare. It's just like Mitt Romney cared what he did in Massachusetts when he was governor. But I feel like the economy, even though it's growing slow, it's back on the right track. We've been in the green for a while as far as there's jobs are being created, and it's at a slower pace than we would like to see. But the fact of the matter is there have been jobs created in our economy, hundreds of thousands of jobs, as a matter of fact. I know there's still a lot of outsourcing of jobs going on, and if we can close up those loopholes, businesses are they're getting tax breaks for shipping American jobs off, you know, offshore.
You know,
so,
talking about that, about the whole, you know, shipping jobs overseas, that frustrates me more than anything. You know, when you call customer service or you call the phone company, I don't care what company you call. It's like I see all these people out here in the States who need work, who are applying for jobs, who don't have a criminal record, never been to jail, got 2 and 3 degrees, got bachelor's degrees, and can't get a job. But then it's like even the basic jobs are all going to India and China. Why? Because of the tax breaks and things like that. You know, so it's crazy. Like even like in my department, like what I do for a living with IT, I mean, we have so many people in the IT field that they bring in from India, and they train them, and then they have them working in IT. And I'm like, do you know how many, you know, people here in the States would love to get into, like, the technology field if they were just given that chance, or, you know, even once they get their degree, they're still not able to find a job. It took me, even after I had got my certs and everything, it still took me 3 years to get an IT job. But they're bringing people in from India to come and take these jobs, and they're paying them at a lower rate. And I just think that part is very, very unfortunate because it's affecting a lot of people. It's like everything that we have, nothing is made in the USA anymore. Nothing. So let me go ahead and take another call. I see some more people calling in here. Looks like the name says Danny. Hello, you're on the air with Table Talk with T. Hello? Oh, they must just want to listen in. I'm putting back on mute.
Well, I do find what you guys were saying.
Area code 225? Okay, I think.
Hello?
Oh, maybe she did answer. Hold on. 25, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. Thanks
How
for calling the show.
Hello?
Did you want to weigh in on anything? Did you have an opinion about anything?
I was just listening, and I really was agreeing with some of the points that you were making, definitely about, like, the outsourcing of jobs and things that, like, I was actually totally agreeing with you on that.
Have you been affected by that personally, like as far as like possibly being laid off or have friends or family members laid off to have because their jobs are shipped overseas?
Not me personally, but mm-hmm. I definitely understand, like, as far as the economy, I have, me personally, like, with certain jobs and things that I've had have closed down because of just business not being the way it was, like, maybe like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have been affected as far as, like, the way the economy is. Not necessarily, you know, about, like, outsourcing a job, but definitely just with this country having a bad economy.
Right, right. And it's really affecting people, I mean, for the negative. I mean, before they were, like, healthy debates. Regardless of who you want to vote for, you know, it didn't matter. Now people are even scared to say, I want to vote for Obama, I want to vote for Mitt Romney. People are desperate. And I remember I did that video on Nicki Minaj. When she made a rap about voting for Mitt Romney, like, people wanted to kill her. And it's like, you know, where have we gone where we can't even have an opinion anymore? Regardless of who you want to vote for, that's your business, that's your right as an American to vote for who you want to vote for. But for people that they can threaten people and, you know, go against them just because of, you know, who they want to choose for a president, I think it's kind of crazy.
That is true. People shouldn't be threatened just to be able to just for speaking their mind or voicing their opinion. I mean, that is actually the point of living in this country. You know, that is a big part of the way this country is people can speak their opinions freely, you know.
Right, right.
And a lot of other countries, people can't do that. To be honest with you, they can't freely say, I agree with this person or I disagree with what this person says. And
oh, yeah.
I personally don't agree with some of, like, I personally don't agree with a lot of the things that Mitt Romney says, but I'm not going to sit there and want to threaten somebody or totally, like, spaz out on somebody for saying that they're going to vote for him. I mean, that's your choice. Like, when you vote, that's who you vote for. That's your choice, you know?
Right.
Just like I don't want anyone to sit there and try to tell me how to vote or anything like that. You know, I don't want no one coming after me for my political beliefs. I'm not going to go after somebody behind theirs.
Exactly. So now one of the topics that they're talking about in the chat room, a lot of folks are saying that we need to fix our educational system. A lot of people are saying that the schools are just failing. Kids is coming out of high school, literally cannot read, cannot write. They don't know the basics. So do you think that you know, when you say the school system, I know that has more to do with the state, not so much, you know, the presidency. But what do you guys think that we can do as far as building schools? Do you guys think homeschooling is the answer? Because I hear that all the time. We need to take our kids out of public school and just homeschool them. But, again, for somebody like me who's a single mom and who works full-time on top of everything I do online, I don't have the time to sit in homeschool. It's hard enough, you know, just having to take time out my day to help with homework, you know, let alone teaching the whole curriculum. You know, so how do you guys feel about the whole homeschool debate?
Go ahead, Ronnie.
Well, I was saying, like, there's more than a few things that we can do as far as people in a community to make things more interesting. It's like we can get back to making education more fun and engaging instead of just the same old bland, dry, read a book and
nothing, I mean, nothing stimulating. You know, there's a lot of kids who stop learning in school because, like, the curriculum is dry. It's just boring. And then you have to go back to regulating things like television, like becoming more involved as parents, not leaving the kids to become serious parents while you're out there chasing your childhood. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff that we could be doing nowadays because, again, now schools no longer are worried about, you know, education as much because really in third grade, they already know how many cells to make in a prison. So if you're allowing your kids to, like, go through the system like they intend to, then with this miseducation that we're receiving, then they're going to be part, I mean, they're going to make money off your children. So people have to understand that education goes well beyond what you see in those buildings. There's a lot more to learn outside of class and at home and outside of it. So you never stop learning. There's things that you have to learn. Like, there's many people who have bachelor's and master's degrees, even doctorates, and don't know shit about the real world.
Right, don't have a lick of common sense. That's why I love when people brag about how many degrees they have, and I'm certified in this, and I have a bachelor's and master's. That don't mean nothing if you don't have common sense, if you can't deal with the everyday person. You know, at the end of the day, all it is a piece of paper. You have people who have four-year degrees and can't get a job. You know, I think everything does need to be revamped.
All this stuff really means, like, when you have a bachelor's, a doctor, a piece of paper, that means you can study and comprehend things well on that field or whatever. It doesn't mean that you're intelligent. It doesn't mean you're wise. It means you're aware. There's just some very intelligent idiots out there.
Right.
Educated dummies.
Right.
What we used to call them back in the day. Can I just go to something? Someone in the chat room said GS Stewart 82. I believe that's also 215 who called in. And I really like the point to raise the salaries for teachers. Think about what just happened in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that you can't pay teachers to me what they're worth. One thing that you should never underfund is education and, like, armed forces. Those things should be non-negotiable. And I just think there's a lot of things that are missing from school. You think about
who do you blame for that, though? You know, because I remember being a kid and asking my teacher, because I remember my teacher, my fourth grade teacher, Mr. Johnson. Still remember to this day. He would keep it real with us. He would tell us, like, you know, teachers don't make a lot of money. If you want to get into teaching, you have to do it because you love it. And I would always think, well, why aren't they making a lot of money? Because sometimes as a student, you spend more time with your teachers than you do with your parents. You know what I'm saying? But yet and still, you got somebody who can dribble a ball and they're making millions. You have somebody who can rap a song, a bullshit song at that, and they make millions. You know, so I just think, like, you know, our society is warped. There's nowhere else in the world where an entertainer makes more than somebody who is a brain surgeon or a doctor or somebody who's, you know, healing somebody. I don't understand how teachers are not paid, firemen, policemen, people who, like, literally risk their lives. I mean, doctors make a decent amount of money, but they're not making what Lil Wayne makes in one night. They're not making what T.I. pulls in. So, you know, even, like, if Nicole Kidman does a movie, she makes millions of dollars. So why are we paying entertainers so much money, but then we'll turn around and tell a school teacher, you can only make $10, $11, $12 an hour. And they're having to deal with, they have to be psychiatrists. They have to deal with children who've been molested, who've been abused. They have to be that child's friend, and they have to deal with crazy parents. I have friends who are teachers, and they go through a lot. You know, it's not an easy job. So why are we, you know, why aren't our teachers put on a little bit higher pedestal? And I'm not saying every teacher, because the teachers union has kind of warped that, where a lot of these there are some bad teachers out there. There are some teachers, they don't ever need to even look at a damn book. They need to just sit in the corner somewhere. But I'm talking about the good teachers, the ones who decide to stay after school and really put in that time and effort to help that kid that's struggling. Not the teacher that's trying to holler at you on the fly. You know, not them type of teachers, but the good teachers. You know, so what do you guys think about that? I see people in the chat room talking. A few people are saying they want to homeschool their kids. Other people are saying that a lot of kids are out of control nowadays. People are agreeing, you know, you have, wait, VH1 Access just said you have people like Kim Kardashian getting paid big money just to party. And then you got these teachers in Chicago striking for more money. You know, how is that okay?
It's not okay. And just like in the field of medicine where the money's in the medicine, the money is in ignorance. where you're having people, you know, being underpaid to teach athletes and people of different, you know, vocations who, when it comes to big contracts, all they can do is sign an X because they can't read or write or they don't know anything. And you're getting all these people, like, with these videos throwing money all in the air, when really it's just showing a cycle of stupidity. I mean,
right.
I mean, education is really not their top priority. They can't really make that much money off of intelligent people, because when you have intelligent people, that's when things get real scary. Because
right,
because
then people are thinking for themselves. When you're not a sheep and you can think for yourself, that makes a lot of people nervous, because now we just can't force feed you anything.
Well, I mean, you know, you cannot, I mean, it is dangerous to, like, teach the sheep to think like wolves, because the wolves start faring, you know, pulling out some information and finding out some things that they shouldn't know. And that's when things get real more interesting. So, yeah, it's definitely better to miseducate the populace and, like, keep everybody dumb and chasing after material things and not looking in the long term. Everyone's
right.
Now we're looking in, what can I get? What can I have to make me validate me as a person worthwhile? And really, all that is just nothing but beautiful lies.
Right. So what people are saying in Chicago, I mean, I said it in Chicago. People are talking about Chicago in the chat room. Drew Stewart said he had liked the video I did, the shootings in Chicago with Chief Beef and Lil JoJo. And you watched that video today, Ronan. And I agree with you. You know, I do feel like society's being dumbed down. You know, and that's another thing. Why are these, you know, big record companies looking out to sign these kids who put out this drill music about killing each other and hurting each other, but then you have kids who really can sing, who really can rap, and they're rapping about, you know, positive things, but they get overlooked. They will never get a record deal. So it almost feels like that's the agenda that they're pushing.
Right. It's an agenda, and it's what sells. It's what people buy. When you buy into it, I know that somebody in the chat room against VH1 Access had mentioned Kim Kardashian gets paid for partying. If people stop putting their energy behind watching their shows and buying her perfume and going to see appearances, then her 15 minutes of fame, which has lasted for years, would be up. So it's what we perpetuate those stereotypes. And
right.
When you buy into certain type of music and you feed into that and they see that it sells, I'm going to sign a person who is going to sell. You know what I mean? You have artists who are super dope, like Miguel's CD just came out. And it's wonderful. He's an artist. Do you think he's going to be a chart topper like he should be? You had people like Frank Ocean who are stupid talented, but they're not going to get the notoriety of like a Nicki Minaj, or they may not have that crossover appeal because they're not gimmicky. They actually have talent. But, again, that gets overlooked because sex still sells, violence still sells, drugs still sells. It's money to be made, and people, I think it's money over matters of the heart, basically, and money over, you're motivated by money, you're motivated by the ability to earn more money, and if you could package it in the product, that's what they're going to do.
Right.
I agree with that, and the thing is, like, when you think about it, why would you want to empower people through the, you know, through the tool of music, because music is a very powerful tool. It can motivate people, it can destroy people, and there's nothing more profitable than hands-free genocide. We're telling people
hands-free. That's
deep.
I haven't heard that before, but that makes sense.
So basically, you're telling people, you know, go out there, do ignorant stuff, get pregnant, kill each other, do all the ignorant stuff that you can do, even like demote yourselves as a people and a culture, and that way, we don't have to lift a finger, so when you guys do what you do, which is destroy yourselves, we can live guilt-free and say, you know what, it was what it was. There's nothing you can do about those people. That's what they do.
Right. And you see the comments. I mean, you guys are in the chat room, you guys come on my videos, you guys see the comments and you see, you know, the racist people who come on there, and that's what they say. You know, typical, you know, nigger behavior, typical Negroes. That's what black people do. And it's like, no, that's not what people do. You know what I'm saying? This is a section of the population. These people don't represent all black people. All black people don't walk around, you know, gangbanging, smoking weed, you know, talking about busting people in the head. Nah, everybody's not on that. But unfortunately, because that's what's being perpetuated, that's how, you know, people see black folks, you know, all around the world. That they're just ignorant and loud, and like they're, you know, like they feel like more of us act like a Chief Keef than a Lupe Fiasco.
But you know what, T? Here's the bold, blunt reality. And people may argue this, but it's real as real can get. Black folks are the most copied people on earth. If you look at fashion, dancing, all different types of things, you got people who put a remix on everything and claim it as theirs. When you had women with big asses and big lips, when they told them that was disgusting on them. Now you have women like Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Lopez. All of a sudden, it's trademarks of beauty. You know, and you got a lot of people who get all bent out of shape, and for some reason, they're right. But when you look at it, you got people looking at magazines telling them that they're ugly on every turn of a page and that you're not good enough, you're not about nothing. But it's interesting to see people of other ethnic backgrounds doing the same thing that you have naturally. And I get confused with the whole bait and switch type of tactic that's been going on as of late. We're arguing about light skin, dark skin, and all the insignificant bullshit out there when really...
Yeah, they talk about that in the chat room now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you people don't realize that they've been had. I mean, you go to your job and you can't wear your hair a certain way, or, you know, you're supposed to look a certain way because they say it's professional, but you have someone who was on Core Roles, they have the movie 10. Now all of a sudden, that's cool. People have to pay attention to what's really going on out there. Why do you see people in tanning booths? Why do you see people getting ass injections and Botox and all this extra stuff to become what you are, natural?
Everybody's agreeing with you. So, I mean, it's definitely almost like a divide and conquer, you know, with everything. So we're definitely going to be touching on a lot of topics tonight. Like I said, it's just an open forum, so we're just kind of letting the chat room and just, you know, whoever calls in kind of direct the show. So we're just talking about all types of stuff. Definitely feel free to call in if you want to, you know, ask a question or talk about anything. We're going to have more of a structured show, as, you know, like next week we'll have a show on topic. And but I really like the direction it's going in. You know, people in the chat room were saying, somebody said in here that they're black, they're just light-skinned, they don't understand why we fight each other. It's just skin color. She hates being bullied by darker-skinned people. And, I mean, and that goes on both feet. Sometimes we forget that our light-skinned brothers and sisters, they get it too. You know, so many times it's so easy to play the, oh, well, it's me, I'm the dark-skinned girl who got picked on. But if you really take the time out to get to know somebody and find out what they went through as a child, they went the same thing on a different end of the spectrum, you know. So I think we all just got to kick back to know one another. It would be so much less conflict instead of assuming things about people, you know, and just assuming that this person is that way or this person is this way. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in a caller here. Looks like somebody is calling from 704 area code. They've been on hold for a while now.
All right.
Go ahead and let them in. Hello, 704, Table Talk with T and the crew. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is this?
Hi, sis. This is Alex.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Hey, boo. I'm good. Just wanted to say welcome back. I've just been sitting here chilling, pressing out hair, listening to everybody.
You doing your hair?
No, doing Tanae's hair, honey.
Oh, okay. So what you think?
I had to come by and support my sister. The show is going great, as it always has.
Thank you. We're definitely back, and we definitely going to do, you know, we going to keep it rolling. So I'm really glad to see everybody coming through to the chat room and calling in and, you know, stuff like that. I really appreciate the love. So what are you thinking about the show so far? You got a daughter who is in junior high now. She's in eighth grade.
Yeah, she's in eighth grade, honey. Oh,
so
Lord Jesus.
What's the thing with kids in the school? What you thinking about that?
It's different. It's definitely different. You know, I'm just working on her attitude and her respect for authority. She really doesn't have a lot of respect for authority figures. And, you know, they were talking about how, you know, homeschooling and teachers, some people just are not going to be able to homeschool their kids because they – do what they want to do at home with their children, and then they send them out here into the world, and then they become the world's problems. They become the teacher's problems. And teachers feel like they don't get paid enough to deal with the crap that some of our children give them. So if you instill that in your children at home, you know, I work on my daughter every day. She's 13. She's a know-it-all. Can't tell her nothing. And I recognize that in my child. So me as a parent.
And that's the point. You recognize. You're not sitting here trying to deflect. Make excuses, blame the teacher. That's the point. That's what gets me with some parents when their child do nothing wrong. You know, you got to be honest with yourself. Right.
Yeah, you do. She's on punishment now.
Because I said that on the radio.
You said, oh, yeah, she's on punishment. Y'all want to know why she's on punishment? She told a 3-year-old brother to turn his iPad down because don't nobody want to hear that fucking shit. No, ma'am, not in my house, you won't. So now she's on punishment. She's sitting around looking stupid. Okay. You're not grown.
In the chat room, you are crack it up.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's what she did, and I will put her name out there and what school she go to, but I ain't going to go that far.
Don't go there, because I'm going to edit the show out if you go there. I'm going to edit your section out. Do not put that girl on the back. This is Tabletop with Tea. But, no, you're right, though. You know, and at least you nip it in the bud, and it's so different with junior high. You know, because my son's in junior high now, and I'm telling you, I go to the school. These dang on kids, I'm 5'7". These little girls in there are taller than me. The boys in there are taller than me. They look grown. I mean, they just their whole attitude is different. It's so different from when I was in school. And it wasn't that long ago.
Oh, yeah, it is. And she's built like a brick house. She's 5'9". She's 13 years old. And I tell her all the time, you may be bigger than me, but I put you in this world, and I take you out. I said, Lord Jesus, I sound like my mama, because I used to look at her like she was butt crazy when she used to say that to me. What you mean you brought me in, you take me out? You ain't bring me in this world. The doctor brought me in this world. I'd be looking at her like, what? But now I get what my mama used to say. Honey, I put you in here, and I'll take you out of here. Believe that.
Absolutely. You are a mess. But I feel you, though. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, what do you think is going on with the kids, though, as far as, like, you know, is it the parents to blame? It's because, you know, because I get emails from teachers and all the stuff they got to deal with and just, like, the total lack of respect. And I see it. And I get on my son all the time. You are in school for one reason and one reason alone, to learn. It's cool to make friends, but that's secondary. And at any point in time, if your friends are coming first before your schoolwork, then we just don't have to cut that short. You know, so it's like the teachers, they really do. They have a hard job. It's not an easy job at all. And I feel like you have parents who will come up to the school ready to fight the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because my daughter's teacher, you know, she was out of dress code one day. But little miss, I know everything. No, Mom, I can wear this shirt. This shirt is appropriate. I can wear this. Okay, go on to school then, honey. Have a good day. Mm-hmm. Get a call from the school. She's out of dress code. Oh, is she really? But she told me, oh, no, Mom, we can wear this and blah, blah, blah. So the teacher goes, oh, yeah, she gave me an attitude when I said something to her about the shirt she had on. Little Miss thing, I ain't give her no attitude. You give me attitude and lip. So I know you sat there and gave that teacher some attitude and lip. I said, but let it happen again. You won't have a lip to give nobody attitude. And she just looked at me. But it starts at home. It starts at home. It's not a do as I say and not as I do, because these kids, they're looking at you. And it's not, I'm an adult, and you're not. No, they're looking at you. You're their role model. So it has to start at home. And a lot of these children out here, they're disrespecting their parents. So what do you think they're going to do to other adults out in the street, you know, police officers,
there's
teachers?
A video, right. There's a video that went viral and asked to do a video on it, and I'll probably do it tomorrow. I don't know if you guys have watched it. Y'all let me know if y'all seen it in the chat room. It's six girls in Philadelphia. There's an older lady. She's mentally disabled. I think she's just kind of off. She's not, like, in a wheelchair or nothing, but she's kind of off. And so she's just sitting on her porch, like, literally just sitting on her porch. And these six girls, they're between the ages of 14 and 16, jumped her. When I tell y'all, they whooped that lady back into her house. She ran into her house to get away from beating. They done went into her house, had her on the couch, was beating her up on her couch. I'm like, what is wrong with these kids out here? Yeah, a lot of people are saying they seen the video. I mean, the lady's on her couch screaming and crying, and they are jumping on her, beating her up in her house. I mean, it's just like, and it's like they set it all up. They were videotaping themselves, like, we about to go get her, we about to grub, and then they're laughing. It was totally unprovoked. The lady never did nothing to her. She said that she used to give them candy and stuff like that when she sees a little girl. They've known her. She's known them since they were little girls. So it's almost like these kids are just out here wilding out. And after they recorded themselves, they put it on Facebook, and then on Facebook ended up forwarding it to the police, and that's how they got caught. So now all these little girls are looking at Ellen. So, yeah, it's really a sad situation, you know, with our youth. And that's why I want to get back into blog topics, and that's why I find positive of it. Because I think a lot of dogs forget how it is to be teenagers. I don't think stuff was as crazy when we were younger as far as, like, the kids. I get depends on what city you grew up in. But, you know, now when I see a lot of these kids out here, it's just off the chain. There's just no respect. I mean, kids are going to be wild. Kids are going to curse. Kids are going to do stuff. But I mean, when we were younger, if we did certain things, we made sure there wasn't no adults around. You know what I'm saying? Now they'll look at you and just be cursing and carrying on like you're not there. So,
But I feel that a big problem, T, is the fact that many of us are trying to be our kids' friends and not their parents. It wasn't like that back in the day. We knew, before you go in this store, don't you ask me for nothing, don't you touch nothing, and that's what you did. Nowadays, it's like we don't put fear in our kids no more because we're too busy trying to be their friend and not wanting them to walk around with an attitude and be mad at us. But at the end of the day, like I told my daughter, if you hate me, that means I'm doing my job. I don't care if you don't. If you walk around here and don't talk to me, that's great. I'm doing my job. I'm not here. I'm not your friend. I'm your mom. And that's where a lot of parents of today are going wrong. They're too busy trying to appease their kids. Okay, you want the iPhone 5? Sure, but you just got 10 F's on your report card and you only got six classes. That's a problem.
Right. That's what they're saying. Let me read some of these chats. They're going in the chat when they're agreeing. They're saying these kids are spoiled. Danica is saying she works part-time at a daycare and the kids that she deals with, they're spoiled. They kind of do whatever they want. Somebody else says when they see young kids, they just want to smack them. So, I mean, it is. It's crazy. So what do you think about the situation, Alicia? Because you don't have any children, correct?
No, I don't have any children as of yet, but these kids are out of control. They're out of control. And they're disrespectful. They're rude. I want to choke up a couple of kids when I see them when they're downtown. It's just a different world we're living in. And I feel like even growing up in the 80s and being in school in the 80s and the 90s and, you know, finishing college in early 2000, and two, it just has changed so much. There's no reverence for authority. There's no, I don't know if it's a lack of role models in their life. I don't know. And I know I do see hardworking parents. I do see a lot of single parents. I see a lot of single mothers, and I do see some single fathers. And I don't know if it's not enough structure in the household, because I do believe it starts at home, or what's going on, or I don't know if it's too much outside influences, and it just is that the norm of society, but these kids are just out of control. There used to be a time, even like growing up and when gangs were popular, very popular in the 80s, they still wouldn't shoot when Miss Percy walked down the block.
Right.
Even a leader would be like, you cussing in front of Miss Percy. It's just they're just
now they'll shoot Miss Percy and keep it moving.
Exactly. Right. And keep it moving. So
I mean,
it's a different time.
Right. I mean, it is, and you know, and it's so easy to blame the media and the rappers. I mean, but there's so much blame to go around between the parents, you know, and it's not easy being a single parent.
And there's personal accountability.
No, it's not.
You can just blame, but there's a personal accountability. There was a lot of things that I didn't do because I just knew it wasn't the right thing to do. Or, you know what I mean? I just felt like there was going to be some negative repercussion of my action. I felt like I could ruin certain things, and I don't know where that fear of God left. So just fear of, here's the consequences for my action. I don't think there's any fair consequence. So they'll talk to the parents any kind of way. They'll do. And where is, aside going to jail or fear of being dead, what's the fear of? They still got the new iPhone 5. And I'm sitting here with my Google Nexus, which is very nice. But you're 13 years old. Why do you need an iPhone 5? You're talking like that. So you haven't even earned it. So I think
they just get it.
They get rewarded for
What did you do? Do you cook dinner? Do you clean? You know, and I've gone to friends' houses and associates' houses, and it's just literally like, your kids have all this stuff. What do they do? Where is their chore list? You know, just nothing. They have no responsibility. And these are kids who are 13, 14 years old. Don't sweep, don't mop, don't do the dishes. You know, it's crazy. I remember I read an article a few months ago, and they said that this generation has become so spoiled that many of them don't even know what it is to use an ice tray. And I thought about that, an ice tray. Because, you know, that's how we got ice cream.
That's some ice old school cream. Ice tray,
but they did a study with, like, you know, kids, you know, 11 to 14 or something, and over half of them did not know how to use the ice. They didn't know what it was. What is it? And then once they put the water and let it freeze, they still didn't know what to do with it. Because why? It's a microwave society. They're used to just going up to a nice dual-door refrigerator, hitting a button, and getting some nice crushed ice. And when you think about it, it's true. Like, these kids are so spoiled with technology, they don't even know simple things. Like, they're writing in the chat room. I remember when kids used to go outside. Not everything is Xbox. They're talking about the little girl who oh, my God, the little white girl. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't realize how I was so upset making that video. But, you know, I try not to snap like I used to in my old videos. I calmed down a lot. Like, that little girl, like, her situation pissed me off. Because the parents were sitting here trying to coddle her and act like it wasn't a big deal. Now, if y'all don't know the story, this little girl is 13 years old. She is in the, seventh or eighth grade. She met a dude on the Xbox, right? Supposedly he was 12 years old. She fell in love with him. The father found out that they had been communicating. So the father put an end to it. He was like, you're not going to be having these long communications with Dylan. It's over. So she writes him talking about she wants to commit suicide. She's running out to go find Dylan. She stole her brother's car, swapped the license plate with her neighbor's, and then drove 800 miles. From Texas to, where did she drive to? I think she might have went from Arkansas to Texas or vice versa. But she drove 800 miles from her house to go find this dude named Dylan. She ran out of gas three times, and then strangers at the gas station gave her gas money. She looked 13. She don't look like no grown woman. It's like, what's wrong with the adult? Why is a 13-year-old getting behind the wheel of a car, a grown adult is willing to hand her gas money? You know, it's crazy, and the parents get on the TV want to cry and boo-hoo, talking about, oh, I'm glad we got her home. The police are not pressing no charges on her. I said, had that been my black ass, had that been Akeisha, Monique, whatever, they would have been in jail. They would have been in juvenile hall. DSS would have been knocking on my door. I'd have been under investigation. Like, why is there no personal responsibility? I think it's ridiculous that a 13-year-old one could even know how to drive at that age, and drive that far, steal your mother's debit card, steal your brother's car, swap out a license plate, it doesn't happen to you. And, you know, so it's crazy. These thank you for bringing that up. You just made me mad again.
but you just mentioned it, T. I mean, this is an enabling society to where people are trying to be their children's best friend or trying to buy them or trying to pimp them or any kind of ways other than be parents. Because, like, us growing up, our first lessons in life were terrorism, where we had to go get our own switches, where they told us, like, look, if you call this number, I dare you to call the police. That gives me about 35 to 45 minutes to fuck you up, and I'm going to go to jail. And I would think about things to fuck you up with when I get back. So what do you want to do? They don't do that anymore. They don't have the neighbor that tells on you, like, when you're acting up, you got that phone call, or when you try to change your grades at school. You don't have parents going to PTA meetings. You don't have them involved in your life as parents. And that's why these kids are out of control. Because, like, just like them kids that beat that mentally challenged woman up, they're lashing out. They have no direction. And the kids are, you know, going wild. Kids are not stupid. They know you two are arguing over something. They think it's them. And then when they start seeing what you do. Kids are always trying to learn. You're the first teacher. That's what these so-called parents forget. I mean, you get a lot of these single mothers and fathers, especially the single mothers, talking about they're strong and independent, but what are you teaching your kids for the next generation? There's kids who don't know how to use an ice tray.
Right.
Something as simple as that. They can download apps on an iPhone like nothing. But
they're technically savvy. I will give them that. These kids are technically savvy. They can teach you anything about Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff and apps, but tell them to make you some ice.
I mean, all this stuff is learned, all the technical savvy is learned, but again, it never pays to be intellectually stupid.
That's true. We got about 5 minutes left. Let me get one more call in. Looks like somebody's calling from 718 area code. If you want to get on the line, I'm going to let you in right now. Hello, 718 area code. This is Table Talk with T. Who is this?
It's me, Danica.
Oh, you
oh,
are
missing
the chat room going.
Hi, Danica.
Hi.
I just wanted to say hi.
I'm glad you called in. You're making some really good points in the chat room.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I understand how you guys are feeling. I live in New York City, and I see things around me, and I feel that us Black people, we're so divided, and I feel that we need to be more connected. What happened to the 90s? Remember the 90s when we had that Black Power movement?
Mm-hmm.
And then the 60s, we had that Black Power. What the heck happened? I don't understand. It just boggles me when I see those things. And I'm around, I'm in high school, and I'm young, and I see the young Black people around me. And there's, I don't want to be mean or anything, but I kind of feel like they're stupid. They talk,
they don't speak
to the teacher properly or anything. And I don't know, you guys are older, and I feel like you guys have the most answers for these things. I don't know.
So you feel like you just have more in common with older people than as opposed to people your age. What grade are you in high school?
I'm in 12th grade.
Okay, so you're a senior. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a senior, and I listen to you, and you make so much good points. And you're older, so I feel like you're someone I could kind of, you know, follow in your footsteps. But I'm around these kids, and I'm like, what the hell? I don't understand. I just feel kind of sad sometimes.
Right, it is. You know, you got to live above that. Because so many times they're being pushed this agenda that it's cool to be stupid, you know, and just use your body. And that's all these young girls know. As long as you got a fat ass, a little waist, and, you know, and you're shaped like this, you can be the next Drea. You can be on basketball wise, you know, because being smart is not cool anymore. You know, so that's when you have to change that around, because you doing what you do and you appreciating stuff and wanting to learn, even though they don't want to. Watch them in 10 years. I went through that in high school, you know.
There are girls who are pregnant in my class. Like, I see girls around me and they're pregnant, and I know guys in my class who are in gangs.
Right, right.
And I kind of, like, not mess with them because I'm kind of scared. I hate living in New York City sometimes because it's quite dangerous.
So did you grow up in New York or did you just move to New York?
Oh, no, I grew up here my whole entire life. I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So I live in a nice part of Brooklyn, but my school is somewhere in the supposedly nice part, but the schools were full of kids who are my mom's trying to say hi. Can you say hi, Mom?
Hi.
Hi.
She watches my
video too. I'm on Blog TV, Blog Talk.
We're talking about, like, the Black kids in the school.
So we have about a minute and 48 seconds left. So, Danica, thank you for calling in. So, this was a really good show, and I had a really good time with everyone here tonight. And thank you guys, you know, for allowing everybody, you know, to come in and join with me and come to the chat room. We had a really good time. We're going to do this every Wednesday at 9 p.m. So we got 90 seconds left. Any last words, Ronan and Alicia?
I would say thank you guys for the wonderful conversation. Again, I know next show will be more structured, so I'm ready to go.
And if they want the show to be longer,
I had a great time.
Right. We might do a longer show. I am paying for this because Blog Talk Radio got rid of the free program. I'm like, dang, y'all charge it now? So we might do a longer show. If you guys want to do a two-hour show, would y'all be willing to do that for the people? Because they're demanding a longer show. An hour is not long enough.
No, not.
So maybe we'll do a two-hour show. Next week, I know G. Stewart had requested us doing a show on marijuana, you know, on it being legal, banned. So I'm working on that show now. If you guys have any show topic ideas, make sure you guys email us at tabletopcrew@gmail.com. That email is for all three of us. So definitely check us out again next Wednesday. I had a wonderful time. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. Thank you to everyone listening. And thank you to everyone in the chat room. And we're out.
Wash your hands.